This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. I want to tell you.
Well, what is going on in your world today? Much. Much. You know what I want to do is I want to talk about order out of chaos.
That's how it goes, isn't it, friends?
And one of the questions we have to ask is to do just that.
Who's behind terrorism?
And friends, who does it work for? That's the real question, yeah?
The tyranny or oppression ever come into this country all from the guise of fighting a foreign enemy.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess.
Especially
all
happy.
Now, speaking of which, friends, if you're looking at me right now, Stephanie doesn't like my hat.
We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are.
The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, no joke. And we are the patriots that the globalists despise, of course. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, you can also check us out on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal page, one fan page. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Got a lot of interaction going on. I love it. We got about 140,000 friends. And Chase, by the way, is knocking Twitter, our Twitter account, that's the East Coast version, out of the park right now, friends. That Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, spending a little time over there and making things happen. And so, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that as well. It is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We have a brand new system set up, Father God. Oh, Father God.
You're like in prayer mode.
I was getting there, wasn't I?
Yeah, you're always in prayer mode.
Yes. So, friends, if you'd like to check out, friends, if you'd like to check out our live stream, we have Chase, who's going to tell you all about it. And then right after him, we have his little bride, and she's going to share a little something with you as well. Go for it, Chase.
Yeah, no, it's the live stream. It's high quality HD, 1080p, and all that jazz. But you can check that out on our webpage by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Elizabeth actually just sent out another email to our Sons and Daughters of Liberty explaining how to patch into that. You got your special promo code that you can type in.
Special.
And, yeah, it's very special. It is. And then we also have video on demand that'll be starting on Monday, so you can watch any of the last week's episodes at any time.
We're actually defining the word special the way special should be defined there, right?
It's not like the you're
for all you special ones.
Okay, just making sure. And then
Exclusive. That's a better word than special.
Okay, exclusive. That's cool though.
Special is a good word though. It's just been twisted to mean kind of like a not so cool word, but it is a very special word.
Well, and now we have Elizabeth. We know her as Lizard, and Lizard wants to share with you as to, first of all, you just got done doing some certificates. How do you get one of those?
Well, you go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay.
And you click the membership.
Yeah.
A button.
Yeah, oh, a button.
And then you sign up.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, right?
Become a son or daughter,
that's right.
Daughter of
everything
Liberty.
Everything okay on that side of the glass?
I have to say that these certificates look awesome.
No, they do.
They're
really
like
do.
The best. Yeah. I'm not even saying that because well, they're
we're
ours.
Not, we're not the type to say that.
No,
if
I would,
it, you
I would
know,
give
wasn't
praise
really
to whom praise is due. If they
oh, far
from
be it from us
other
to be backwards to give praise
that's
where praise
is due. That's right. I would tell you if some other ministry or some, if I saw some certificate, I thought, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, second to none.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Top quality.
And if you want to see them, them. They're online now as well on our shop site.
Okay. And you were also talking about all the phone calls that come into the ministry. What was it that you wanted to let the people know?
I just wanted to request Dennis and Rebecca, you called this week. Just a couple of people called this week, and they requested that I call them back, and they didn't leave a phone number.
Well, you got to do that, friends.
See, you know, that phone number is so important.
Vital.
Phone call back. You know, if you don't have that, you're pretty much kind of on your own.
You're not mind readers here.
Okay. Let's see. There's about like a billion different numbers it could be if you put all the numbers together.
Yeah. You ever wonder why psychic never wins the lottery?
You got me on
another thought here.
That's true.
I'm sorry. So, folks, if you'd like to do that, you can check us out online. If you'd like to call in, please leave your name and your number when you do call in. 1-866. Yes, it is. 1-866-233-0747. Only nice messages are allowed to be recorded.
You know,
no negatives.
That's right. We get
those from the bloggers.
Sons of Liberty.
Yeah. Yeah, they just do that publicly.
That's right. They don't actually, like, make themselves known where you have to actually have a conversation with them.
Oh.
They just want to, like shoot and run away real fast.
Well, that's their whole objective is shout and shoot. Turning talk radio into do radio, as you well know, we're all across the country doing tea parties, churches, high schools, colleges, whatever is requested of us to get the
word out.
No, that wasn't just what I was going to say. I was going to say that we pray that the Lord would send forth labors into the harvest field, and we ask the Lord to do that. And it's interesting how He keeps us out there doing just that all across the country. I know we're booking up as well, friends, for September and October. We got the Minnesota State Fair coming up in August, and we got lots of stuff going on. We'll be in Atlanta coming up here, and in Illinois coming up here really quick as well. Just a lot of stuff going on, friends. And as I said earlier, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Friends, we're simply showing you our faith by our works, our deeds, because we love. And that all came from none other than George Washington. He said deeds, not words. And he derived that from none other than the captain of his salvation and my salvation, and that being the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty, I wasn't going to say that, little princess.
There you go.
But I do want to say this before I rudely give it over to you, and then all of a sudden the break comes up. So why don't we just do this?
Rudely, that's right. Yeah.
I don't want to be rude. Folks, just real quick, just so you know the news of the day, what's going on today? Well, TSA is not requiring IDs for illegals going through the airport. What happened to terrorism, friends? You see what this is about? Judge orders IRS to find and restore lost emails. Good for him. Okay. Let's see a little action there, though, those that represent we the people. Whistleblower comes forth and says the ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. Okay. Former Al-Qaeda commander said ISIS,
mm-hmm,
works for the CIA. Now, friends, I just want you to understand. You heard it here first at the Sons of Liberty years before it came out, prophetically, because that's how the Lord works. And again, if we simply study the Word of God, it's easy to see what's going on. Folks, the terrorism problem's going on in your government, simply put. It's nothing but a political tool to upend our sovereignty, to establish a new world order. Talked about it. Friends, you got the hat, you got the T-shirt. If you want to check it out, you can go ahead and do an online search of our past columns. You can also do an online search of our past downloads, our podcasts on GCN, Genesis Communication Networks as well. Now, when we come back, we're going to give it over to our little princess, and then we'll take it from there. Folks, I want to talk a little bit about, none other than George Washington, that apostle of faith. And then I want to talk about the prophetic vision of George Washington for our Saturday friends. In case you haven't heard this stuff is awesome, and it's interesting to see how right on George Washington was in the 1700s concerning the Civil War and what the Third War just might be. Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably...
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
Going through, you know, different things such as farewell address.
I think you
address.
Forgot two. You said day.
Today?
Yeah, you didn't say today. You said day.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about George Washington.
That must be like an A student's version of today.
That's called like rushing to get in your seat and put your earphones on.
I'm heaping accolades
distracted.
On you. Did you catch that?
Okay, you're right. I was an A student,
time.
Definitely.
I hope your parents are listening.
That's right. I need a little frame that says A student.
Well, I'm just
on
tired
it.
Of paying for everything all the time.
That's true, but it is your job, kind of, you know. But anyway, we're talking about George Washington today, and we're going through his farewell address and also his vision. But you need to find out and understand a little bit about the man himself. He was the first president of the United States. Not only was he the president of the United States, but he also fought for our republic to establish our nation, which is a very important factor. And these are some
of
his thoughts.
Opposite of what you see today, they just send your kids.
That's right. He was willing to go in the battle himself and actually fight for this country, to establish this country, and to rid it from tyranny. Now, this is what he said. He said, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly..."
That's a little heavy, sister.
Oh, that's definitely heavy. It's what he said, "to implore His protection and favor." Now, he also said, "Of all the dispensations and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable." Now, this, I got to say this. I'm going to read one more thing. He said this in his Thanksgiving proclamation in 1789. He said, "We beseech God to pardon our national and other transgressions." So he even
the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, when you go to his grave at his homestead in the D.C. district there, you will find scripture all over his casket.
Yes, I'm going to make that point and put that nail in the coffin.
Oh, really?
Right now. Oh, yeah.
Just a little ahead of the game again.
Oh, you are ahead of the game. This is the first time I've ever seen this quote. This is actually his prayer, and I'm just thinking,
I was
wow.
A little disappointed, though, when we went over to his house. We've been there three times, and all three times he wasn't there. But they did have a lock of his hair.
No one.
He was a rocker dude.
You know
and
we actually saw his teeth, too, because there was an exhibit
that was
in Minnesota.
Minnesota. His wooden teeth. Yeah,
that must have been uncomfortable.
I would think so. Pretty...
too
pretty
bad.
Gross.
Well, you know what? It's not his fault.
I think it's gross.
Dentistry was not what it is today. I mean, what's the guy going to do?
I mean, do you think he put it in his will when I'm gone and I'm deceased? Go ahead and take my teeth out of my mouth.
Yeah,
and
he probably
show America.
Like that. He
no, pretty
said,
weird.
Have some decency.
Totally.
But this is what he prayed, and this is awesome. It says, "O eternal and everlasting God, direct my thoughts, words, and work. Wash away my sin in the immaculate blood of the
Amen.
Lamb and purge my heart by the Holy Spirit."
Amen.
He said, "Daily frame me more and more in thy likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that living in thy fear and dying in thy favor, I may in thy appointed time obtain the resurrection Amen. Of the justified unto eternal life."
Amen.
"Bless, O Lord, the whole race of mankind," the whole
Amen.
Race of mankind,
Amen.
He said,
Amen.
"And let the world be filled with the knowledge of thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ."
Sounds like he read a lot of King James Version.
Sounds like he read the Bible, and that man knew the Word of God.
Yes,
and
he
partook of it, and he lived it, most importantly. And finally, two more things. He said, "True religion affords to government its surest support, and to end with, it is impossible," he said, "impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." So I know it just blows a hole right in all you atheists.
Of course. Yeah,
there.
We don't need to go there again.
But it's just awesome, especially that prayer to see, listen, these men weren't just saying, you know, "God bless America," like we see the cliche Republican, Democrat, whoever. Yeah. You know, a tragedy happened.
Let me say it this way. I heard a constitutional candidate for the President of the United States in 2008 say that if President Reagan was in a room along with Jesus Christ, and he wasn't kidding when he said this.
Yeah.
He said they would rush over to Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It is very true. But when you look at these men, they weren't just throwing out your, you know, traditional "God bless America" or the cliche thing to say. He was talking about Almighty
no,
God,
they lived
the
it.
Immaculate blood of the Lamb, and he was
yeah.
definitely had
Scripture,
a testimony.
Well, he's the guy that said deeds, not words. He derived that from 1 John 3:18. And if you look at that, Scripture tells us that we're written epistles for all men to read.
Yeah.
He definitely lived what he preached.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that have to do with his casket?
I didn't bring up his casket. You brought
yeah,
up his
casket.
Yeah, I did.
Casket. And you said I was ahead of the game.
Oh, you were ahead of the game because it wasn't just a general, you know, God, you know, blah, blah, blah. He had a personal union with Christ. For him to be specifically not just...
Oh,
someone.
Yeah.
Because you said on the...
There was a witness on that,
yeah,
too, by the way.
Yeah, it said... Yeah. Yeah, there definitely was. When you were saying something about the casket and in God or something, you were general... Like, it wasn't just a general thing. And
I can't stand that.
I was... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was proving the point...
The thing to say.
Right. I was
yeah.
proving the point right after you said in generalities. No, George Washington was not a generalities man. Look at how... specific
yeah,
he got I, about the Immaculate Blood of Christ and
yeah,
so on.
I've been on the radio for 14 years. So
I was explaining
that.
It to you because you didn't quite seem to clarify what it had to do with the gravesite. So I'm just
well, you were there.
Sure.
You seen it.
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome when you look at, you know, it's so
I was
nice
just mad, like I said,
history.
That, the, yeah, it, I just didn't like the fact that he didn't show up. I thought it was kind of rude. The
he
third
didn't
time,
receive the memo. Where is
no.
the email?
I'm having a little fun here,
yes.
but I have total respect to
oh.
these guys that did
oh, my
the
goodness.
Stuff.
We also saw, speaking of graves, it's kind of off the subject, but we also saw John Adams' grave.
Yeah, that was
along
in Massachusetts.
With his wife. Yeah, in
yeah.
a church. In the
John Quincy as well.
Yeah, it's yep. in this church. It's almost like it's kind of entombed in the bottom
yeah.
of this church. It's great.
Yeah, and now we just got to get over to the Liberty Walk over in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's
and
a
I
want to
go over and see Benny
see.
Franklin's stuff. It's interesting. I post quotes on Bradley Dean on Facebook, and it's interesting how many stupid people there is out there. You know,
dull
that Benjamin Franklin was a Satan worshiper. Really? Is that the fruit of Benjamin Franklin? Is that
wow.
the fruit of George Washington? Is that the fruit of John Adams? Is that the fruit of Thomas Jefferson? The Bible tells us we're to know them by their fruits. And what is the fruits of our nation, friends? And what's the fruit of these men? Well, the fruit of these men is that they walked with Christ, John 15.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, but got to keep in mind also, friends, that it was the Pharisees that called Jesus Beelzebub.
Yep.
Yep.
He cast out devils.
A lot of
stupid
people
mm-hmm.
out there, and you better be careful when you're raising your tongue, because you better not be speaking out against the Holy Ghost, because that is an unforgivable sin. Don't play that, friends. That fire burns, and God is not mocked. Don't go there. But there's people out there that will go there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. These are usually the people that either find the mercy of God or the judgment of God.
Yeah. And,
real
you know,
quick.
People who are trying to say that about our founders, it's absolutely ridiculous, and they're doing that on purpose. The more I study about the founders and the more that I see what they said and how they lived, the more I admire and respect
yep.
them. I mean, the deeper I go, I see, man, these guys really I mean, not only were they brilliant men, but if you think
about it. Look at their sacrifice concerning their
family. Oh, their family. Look at John Adams. I mean, he was away from his family for years and years and years. But if you look at it, you think about it, a John Adams, a George Washington, a Thomas Jefferson, you know, a Samuel Adams, you know, John Hancock, all these men, you look at them, you think, what a bunch of divinely ordained men grouped together to establish this nation. And the fruit of it is here we are today, 238 years later, because they established this republic upon the Bible, you know, which is the rock of everything that we do in Jesus Christ.
Really quick, I want to bring Sam in here. He's one of our producers. He's a whopping 10 years old, and he just kind of wanted to share some things with us. Yeah. Yesterday, we went out to eat right after we got done with our columns on our radio program, and I like to do that every week with my kids. And interestingly enough, you just said, Dad, what do you think about this? I said, that's great radio stuff. So you want to go ahead and share. Now, by the way, friends, if you have the answer, you got to call in real quick, 1-866-233-0747. If you don't, that's okay, too. Again, 1-866-233-0747. It's your show, Sam.
Okay, what's a bee's favorite gum?
A bee's favorite gum. You want to take those headphones off the mic because it's feeding back just a little tiny bit. What's a bee's favorite gum, Steph?
I am not good at this sort of thing. I don't know. Bee's
favorite gum.
Bee's. I have hot honey something?
No.
Bumble gum.
Oh, that was pathetic. You know,
see,
I would get nailed.
See, now the producer should be right on this, like, dun, dun.
That's right, you know.
Dun, 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 or that one hit the
that's
floor.
That's right. I would get nailed right now if I said that joke. It's a good thing that you're 10 years old.
But there's a difference here. He's not.
That's true. As I said, it's a good thing you're 10 years old.
That's right. Okay,
that's
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Next. Okay, what's the most dangerous thing in outer space?
The most dangerous thing in outer space.
Thing in outer space. Star, I don't know.
A shooting star.
Nice. That was actually pretty
Chase,
good.
Chase, you're out in left field right now. Are you out in space
we
or what's
up? We gotta find the didn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or the last.
All right, Sam.
Yeah,
we do the bumper.
If you know the answers, friends, 1-866-233-0747.
Shooting star. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't as lame as the first one. I like that
one. Are you remembering these?
I think so.
Okay. Sam, next.
What's smarter than a talking dog?
Smarter than a talking dog.
Are you a parrot over here or what?
I'm reiterating what he's saying. I'm not sure, Sam. What's smarter than a talking dog?
A spelling bee.
Nice. That's good, too. Woohoo! Having a little fun on this Saturday.
He's looking at us. He's looking for his approbation
he's like,
from us.
You guys like
Dad,
that?
Everything's good, right? Is there any more, Sam?
One more.
Oh, yes.
Why don't any of the animals in the jungle ever want to play cards?
Why don't any of the animals...
Let me think. Because there's too many cheetahs.
Yep.
Get it? Cheetahs. Cheaters.
Wow.
I got to go get me some more sugar water. Bugsy got Bradley and Stephanie. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Sam.
And Chase, once again, he blew it.
You
blew
totally
it live.
Out of the water.
Totally.
He's going to come up with next segment. He's going to have laughter. We're going to need it for nothing.
There is a position open for a producer on Sons of Liberty Radio. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break talking about the prophetic word and vision of Mr. George Washington.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sons of Liberty. We're talking today about Mr. George Washington himself, the first president of the United States.
President?
President.
Okay, now I got to go there because you mocked before I broke off on the last segment.
Wait, no, I mocked you off the air, though. You said the vision. It's supposed to be the vision of George Washington.
Okay, I'm working on it. Okay, I get excited just hanging around you.
You know, I can understand that. I'm fun, exciting.
Uplifting.
Uplifting, yeah. Totally. Never grumpy.
You belittle the sun at times. That's how bright you are.
That was good. I like that.
Wow.
That was very good.
Okay.
Back to George Washington.
Did you hear that, father-in-law?
You belittle the sun. That's ingenious. You're amazing.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've been told that before.
But, you know, let's go to another amazing character, such as George Washington. Like I segued that
yeah,
in there.
I'll be called a narcissist now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, George Washington, this is a great true story of what happened to George Washington during the French, the British-American troops in the French and Indian War.
You want me to read that for you?
No, I got it. Okay. I was just thinking for a second. I was thinking about something else. I thought,
well, if
I
you get your eyes off of me for a minute and start doing what you're supposed to do, maybe we could get our job done.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting the job done. All right. This story of George Washington used to be in virtually every student textbook. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British-American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British-American officers in battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. He told his family this: "By the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told George Washington, "I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle."
Keep in mind, King David said that the Lord gave commandment to preserve him.
Right, exactly. And if you look at, you know, this is when he was 23 years old during the French and Indian War. It was like the Lord was preserving him for what he had the purpose later on for him, for the establishment
of our country. Just like with King David again, he trained him up by taking out the bear and the lion while he's watching over the shepherds before he faced Goliath.
That's exactly right.
What the Lord does.
This story is amazing, and it's absolutely true, and it's providential. And it used to be in virtually every student textbook. We see the almighty hand of God and the protection upon his servant George Washington. That's an amazing story that when you read it, just one of those that just sticks out in your mind like, this is incredible.
Well, you know, what's interesting is virtually every student in America knew that before 1962.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was taught in virtually every student textbook.
It showed you who it was that preserved America and its people during and, well, to the present time, all the way up until 1962 when they took it out. But everybody acknowledged that it was God that preserved.
Yeah, and even the Indian chief, you know, told him 15 years later that he believed he was under the care of the Great Spirit. So he ordered his men not to shoot him. So even that witness was so strong unto the
Indian
chief as well.
Scripture says that. Even the enemies bear witness. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
What did they used to teach through George Washington and his farewell address concerning, his education and his address
Thoughts for America
throughout public schools in the United States of America?
Yes, George Washington's farewell address was one of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbook. That's how important and significant a thing it was to be. In his address, he told America what brought us our success and warned us what must be done to continue it. It has almost now completely disappeared in public schools today. It has recently showed up in college textbooks, minus the four warnings Washington gave that has to do directly with divine providence. He explained, "Of all the dispensations and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars." He always talked about religion.
He was exposing those to the students across the country that might pervert or subvert the very foundations of our country. Now America has submitted themselves to a man that comes along and says he wants to transform the very foundations of America.
Right.
Now if everybody had read this all the way up until the present from 62, guess what? We wouldn't have the issue because America wouldn't have tolerated a criminal in office the way that they've tolerated a criminal in office the way that they have today.
Yeah, George Washington's
Shameful.
Farewell address is no longer its own separate textbook in schools. Why? Because they are doing the very thing he warned against, subverting the great pillars of religion and morality.
And that's exactly what's happening today, blatantly in the face of the American people.
Yeah.
That's the great wonder of the age to other countries, friends. That's why the Lord said, under judgment, America, you'd be called a byword, a proverb. Foreigners will look at you and just try to say to themselves, what's going on with those people? But the Lord kept witness of what he would do in the last days when people would actually forsake his commandments and depart from the living God wickedly and go after other idols and other gods. For example, we know that foreign lands now look at America, and they acknowledged through the witness of the American people that the American people now serve a different God called sports. That's why the foreigners are attacking America.
Mm-hmm.
They said this. I didn't say this, friends. But it's exactly right on with Scripture as to who we are and where we're at today. God is not leaving himself without witness, friends, because verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, exactly how God said judgment would come to the very words, friends. He said that he would appoint terror. Look what's going going on in our country. The foreigner would be the head and you'd be made the tail. These are all promises of judgment. He said he would draw them out in the siege. A siege is a slow takeover. So friends, when you're sitting there complaining about what's going on in your country, it's simply what you're guilty of before a just and a holy God. For example, we sit and complain about what this president's doing. Wait a second, the borders are wide open and he's over in a different state playing pool.
Yep.
You know what, friends? The womb is wide open and babies are attempting to come out. And what are you doing in the process? You're on vacation. You're entertaining yourself while babies are being slaughtered in the womb 4,000 a day. So the Lord said, I will repay them to their face. Their backslidings will repay them to their own face. So when I'm going through the news again today and I'm paying attention to what's going on nationally, it's like, Lord, the more I see what's going on, the more I see your finger in everything.
Yeah.
Either you're going to be there to rejoice over us, to bless us, or you're going to be there to rejoice over us when you condemn us. Just like George Whitefield said in The Things of the Spiritual. He said either you're going to be, God's going to be glorified through your salvation, or he's going to be glorified through your destruction.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, friends.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're talking about the first president. We're talking about what he said. What virtually every student knew in this country all the way up until 1962. And then we have the audacity to sit and listen to a preacher tell us exactly what it is. And once you turn the radio off, you sit and you do exactly opposite of what you should be doing.
Right.
And that should be faith with works, not faith without works, condemning yourself. Interestingly enough, one of the things that is also on this, a dissertation here, this quick one, before we get over to George Washington's prophetic vision of America. It's also interesting that 8.3% were quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu, 7.9% were quotes from Sir William Blackstone, 2.9% of the quotes concerning our foundations were from John Locke. 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible, and when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas, they all came from the Bible. So going back to our forefather, one of them, the father of our country, George Washington, who do you think he's talking about? Where do you think he derived his information from? Who do you think that they actually made reference to when they understood that God established this country? Matter of fact, here, I'll just go over here really quick, live radio, doing live radio. It reminds me of what Ben Franklin said during the foundations of this country, the hardships that the forefathers went through. And what's interesting about it is when Mr. Franklin, at live radio, pulling it up, just going a little slow right now. Interestingly enough, really slow right now. But I'm pulling up. Here's another one. Here, just side note, friends. People versus Ruegel, 1811, the court said, the Supreme Court, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends to manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. What are you seeing today? You see the government doing this. Why? Because they're trying to establish a new world order. How do you do that? You got to get God out of the way, and you got to convince the people that God isn't first and foremost. At least entertain them away from their God. But interestingly enough, I'm still going here. It's still loading up. I'm going over to Ben Franklin and what he had said during the foundations of this country.
Yeah. Entertain them, like you said, away from their God and from their duty. And
yep.
Then go ahead and cast every single thing that you can at the foundation of their country. Because what is... Everyone knows you build a house, you have to have a strong foundation. If the foundation isn't sure, the house is going to fall down. That's why the Lord told us to build our house on the rock and not on the sand.
And interestingly enough, when you go over to the book of Ephesians, what is the very foundations of the church? The apostles and the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about an apostle who got a prophetic vision, and we're going to go over that prophetic vision, and we're going to go over that in just a minute, but I'm pulling this up.
Christ is the chief cornerstone. I mean, there's so many things you could go through in all of this thing as far as we're talking about the foundations. I'm clarifying. As far as the foundations of our country go, if you can attack those foundations and if you can, you know, demean Christians, Christians and patriots, then what are you going to find is
here,
what you're going
to
get.
Here, listen to Ben Franklin, friends, during the foundation of this country. He said, have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? Friends, his friend that he was making reference to, his name is Jesus Christ, the line of the tribe of Judah. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about the prophetic vision of George Washington, the father of America. Interesting stuff. Prophetically acute to no end, friends. I'll let you decide. 1-866-472-5787. 233-0747.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the segment, the last segment, I shared with you the hearts, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke concerning Ben Franklin. He said, and have we now forgotten the powerful friend, that powerful friend? Question mark. Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? David said he didn't depart wickedly from the living God. Now, interestingly enough, I got this posted on Bradley Dean right now on Facebook. We got 1,378 responses, and was there how many? Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you how many responses. But I want to share the responses with you, friends. Gary said, "Amen." Debbie said, "Amen." Opal said, "Amen." God bless and keep America safe. Wayne said, "Praise His holy name." Arlene Barron said, I don't think he's forgotten, just ignored by too many. Help us, Jesus. Lorraine said, dear Lord, save us. Nancy said, yes, Lord, please save us. Nancy said, amen. Sophia said, most people have forgotten. See, this is my message, friends. Most people have forgotten. As disciples of Christ and His church, we need to remind them. No, we got preachers out there that aren't preaching, friends. They have no need of Christ because they're entertained away from Christ. Because there's crossless preachers throughout this country. Reprobates. Linda said amen. Faye said amen. Melinda, notice the women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't this interesting?
Yeah.
Melinda said amen. We need him more now than ever before. Chris said, yes, we are all... are free to worship as we choose. Isn't it great? Yeah, isn't the fruit of a godless nation great that's turning into hell that God promised to those that forget him he would turn that nation into hell? How's that working out for you, Chris? Lucy, amen. LJ said, good question. Tom said, amen. Stan said, amen. Mary said, amen. God bless you for this post. Cora, capital letters, his name is Jesus. Noella said, God bless. We need him now, Ginny. Linda, amen, Mr. Franklin. Yep, and we got all of these people out there that are just absolutely sidewashed from the atheist and the revisionist. No, friends. It's the fruit of our nation. It's the fruit of our forefathers. We know. Joy said, hallelujah, Bradley. Thank you. Betty said, DC has. No, friends, again, don't blame the government for what you tolerate.
Oh, boy, I got to say this. I got to intervene here.
Joe.
Ben Franklin said this great quote in the Congressional Congress in 1787. He said, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that except the Lord build the house, we're talking about the foundations, they labor in vain to build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no more than the builders of Babel. You'd have to understand scripture to understand that comment. We shall be divided by our partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it out to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth with prayers, imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations, be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service.
Hey, go to Babylon. Remember when they wanted to build up to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
God
confused their languages so they couldn't understand each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly right, because we're going, you know, people look at Ben Franklin, oh, he's not religious and so on. Yeah. Listen, this is the guy that was calling for assistance and aid, and that we do prayer before we do business. He's quoting scripture. He's talking about the sacred writings. He believes the truth that God governs in the affairs of men. There is no doubt. Leave no doubt. Let the exclamation point be put on there. And you know what? You people who believe any differently, you have nothing else to say because facts are stubborn things.
That's true. As we say, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? The prophetic vision of George Washington, the father of America. George Washington's vision is recorded in the Library of Congress for all you skeptics out there. Fools for your pains, might I add. Time and place, encamped midwinter at Valley Forge, the low point of the American Revolution, having lost almost every battle and in constant retreat since the beginning of the war. I'll say that again. George Washington received this prophetic vision of America when they were encamped at midwinter at Valley Forge, the low point of the American Revolution, having lost almost every battle and is constantly in retreat since the beginning of the war. Mr. George Washington states, this afternoon, as I was sitting at this table, engaged in preparing a dispatch, something seemed to disturb me, and looking up, I beheld standing opposite me a singularly beautiful female. So astonished was I, for I had given strict orders not to be disturbed, that it was some moments before I had found language to inquire the cause of her presence. A second, a third, and even a fourth time did I repeat my question, but received no answer from my mysterious visitor, except a slight raising of her eyes. By this time I felt strange sensations spreading through me. I would have risen to the riveted gaze of the being before me, rendered volition impossible. He goes on, I said, and I essayed once more to address her, but my tongue had become useless as though it hadn't completely been, had been completely paralyzed. A new influence, mysterious, potent, irresistible, took possession of me. All I could do was to gaze steadily, said Mr. George Washington, vacantly at my unknown visitor. Gradually, the surrounding atmosphere seemed as if it had become filled with sensations and luminous. Everything about me seemed to be, well, and rarefy the mysterious visitor, herself becoming more airy and yet more distinct to my sight than before. I now began to feel as one dying, or rather to experience the sensations which I have sometimes imagined accompanying dissolution. He goes, I don't think, I didn't reason, I didn't move, all were alike impossible. I was only conscious of gazing fixedly, vacantly, at my companion. Presently I heard a voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn, while at the same time my visitor extended her arm eastwardly, and now I beheld a heavy white vapor at some distance rising fold upon fold. This gradually dissipated, and I looked upon a strange scene. Before me lay spread out in one vast plain all the countries of the world, Europe, Asia, Africa, and America. I saw rolling and tossing between Europe and America the billows of the Atlantic, and between Asia and America lay the Pacific. Son of the Republic, said the mysterious voice as before, look and learn. All at one moment I beheld a dark shadowy being, like an angel standing or rather floating in mid-air between Europe and America. Dipping water out of the ocean in the hollow of each hand, he sprinkled some upon America with his right hand, and while with his left hand he had cast some on Europe. Immediately a cloud raised up from these countries and joined in mid-ocean, and for a while it remained stationary and then moved slowly westward, until it enveloped America in its murky folds. Sharp flashes of lightning gleamed through it at intervals, and I heard the smothered groans and cries of the American people. A second time the angel dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it out as before. The dark cloud was then drawn back to the ocean, in whose heaving billows it sank from view. A third time I heard the mysterious voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. I cast my eyes upon America and beheld villages and towns and cities springing up one after another until the whole land from the Atlantic to the Pacific was dotted with them. Again, I heard the voice, the mysterious voice, say, Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh, look and learn. At this dark shadowy angel turned his face southward, and from Africa I saw an ill-omened scepter approach our land. It fitted slowly over every town and city of the latter. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. And as I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light on which was traced the word Union. Bearing the American flag which he placed between the divided nation, he's speaking of the Civil War, friends, 80 years to 90 years before it happened. Remember, you are brethren, said this mysterious friend. Instantly, the inhabitants casting from their weapons became friends once more, just the way it did, friends, and united around the national standard. We're about halfway through George Washington's prophetic vision, which is recorded in the Library of Congress. When we get back to hour two, friends, we'll finish this off. But interestingly, how prophetically accurate George Washington was. And it shows you that the Holy Ghost is still at work today. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming up over onto hour two.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.